Hello, friends. Welcome back to our podcast. As you know, I'm Faith, and this is my co-host, Gladys.
Hi, guys. Today, we will be discussing about the Cold War with our lovely guest, the historian.
What's up, guys? Glad to be here and staying faithful to the name of Mother Russia.
Speaking of Russia, do y'all remember the Cold War? In case you didn't know, the historian will be giving us information. Josh, can you give us some background on the Cold War?
After World War II, America had saw communists as a threat to the economic of capitalism. And so, as a result, they wanted to stop the growth of communism. So, Truman had made the Truman Doctrine, which was a speech talking about how to stop the continuation or the growth of communism in Europe. So that was what he had the speech for.
Very exciting, Josh. Okay, moving on. So the first question from at Gabby101, how many countries split up Germany after World War II?
Well, technically there was only four countries, such as France, Britain, America, and Russia, due to the Potsdam Conference.
Another question from the lovely fan, Jordan. During the Potsdam Conference, the three countries had a vision of Germany, while Soviet had a different vision. Why is that?
Well, Jordan, the three countries that actually had the vision in the Potsdam Conference was France, America, and Britain. Of course, they were all backing the capitalist government, and they wanted liberal market economies in Germany. But the only reason why Soviet Union had a different different vision was because they were communists and they wanted to surround themselves with communist states so they can have equal and have complete absolute power over these.
By the way, Jordan also wants to know who the Stasi were.
Well, Jordan, that's a very interesting question. Not many people know what the Stasi were. The Stasi were actually undercover police or military. It's really confusing, but the Stasi were—they would wiretap into people's phones, listen to what people were saying for any proof of disloyalty. And the only reason why they would do that is because, since West Germany was capitalist and East Germany was communism, people thought that West Germany was actually better to be in. And so any disloyalty would probably put you in jail or worse. So that was one of the main reasons why the Stasi were made in the first place.
Okay, that was a wrap for today. Thank you for listening to our informational podcast with our guest, Josh the Historian.